You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, what do we say? You turn us on, you'll hear it. Yes, it is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Great to be with you. It is a Wednesday morning. It just happens so well for me at any rate to be the last program for this week as we take another long weekend. Life is good. Let's take a look at a couple of things relevant to today's date. It is the 9th of November, and we're looking at the birthday of Muhammad Iqbal today in Pakistan. Very happy birthday to him. Day of the Skulls, or Dia de los Ñaititas in Bolivia. We've got Inventor's Day being celebrated today in Germany, Austria and Switzerland. And the last one for right now, it is World Freedom Day. Now hang on, World Freedom Day, which is being celebrated in the United States.
Good morning, world.
Good morning in the morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
Jerry D.
ago. That is Starpoint and Touch of Your Love, and that was preceded. That was preceded by a little track called Monster Monkeys, which came off of the seventh studio album by the band from Ireland, the Boomtown Rats, and that was released on the 13th of March in 2020. And it's the first album, by the way, since 1984's In the Long Grass, and the first album to be recorded as a four-piece band, as the keyboardist Johnny Fingers didn't return when the band was reunited in 2013. If you are keeping an eye on the time right now, we are just making our way to 12 minutes after 7. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. I tell you what, let's party, shall we? Like it was 1999. This is Prince on The Breakfast Show. Yes, indeedy. 1999. Let's party like it's 1999 from Prince. I tell you what, let's shower like it's 2022, shall we? Yep, it is that time on this morning's programme. We're 15 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock on The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Hope you can stick around. I'm going to be here with you till 10 this morning. I tell you what, there goes a woman who I think has one of the best names in the world. Sophie Ellis Bextor. How English. Anyway, out of the show you get. And, well, on your way to where it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Yeah, what do we say, boys and girls? We say WTW, don't we? Yes, welcome to Wednesday. Take Me Home is what that was called, coming from our Sophie. The time on The Breakfast Show, we're almost exactly 20 minutes after the 7 o'clock. We do have guests being lined up to join us in the last hour of this morning's programme. We're going to be meeting virtually with Hisense. Yes, that Chinese company that we'd heard of but never knew really what they do. Well, I found out a couple of weeks ago when I went to an event which was, showing some of their products, etc., etc., and I was really impressed. I learned a lot of things, but it was like travelling into the sort of future we imagined when we were kids. Well, when I was a kid, at any rate. And, with fridges talking to, what's her name?
Alexa.
And all this sort of thing, you know, can you imagine, can't you? So going to Alexa, Alexa, do this. And she said, I'm sorry, I'm talking to the refrigerator right now. Do you mind? Don't be so rude. That's in the last hour of this morning's programme. I tell you what, you may never have heard of One True Voice, but there they are, and that's Shakespeare's Way with Words. One True Voice, by the way, it was a British boy band created on the ITV television series, which was called Pop Stars. The Rivals. In the show, pop groups of both sexes were created through a public vote. and then completed in the UK singles chart for the 2002 Christmas number one single. In the contest, One True Voice with the double A-side, Sacred Trust and After You've Gone, won out to a girl group called Girls Aloud. Yes, there we go. And Sounds Through the Underground. However, on release, the chart positions were reversed, with Girls Aloud topping the chart and One True Voice only reaching number two. Interesting way of doing things. I've never watched that series. Anyway, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 25 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Time for a bit of graffiti, methinks.
This is a dark parade. Another rough patch to rain on. To rain on. I know your friends may say this is a cause for celebration. Hip, hip, hooray, love. Photographs and sepia tones, so still the fire's barely fighting the cold. Alone. There are times when I can feel your ghost, just when I'm almost letting you go. The cards were stacked against us both.
Said, yes, it's called Overpass Graffiti, and it's Ed Sheeran, of course. Here on The Breakfast Show, it's time to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Hello. Le saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed, and it's so great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. It is the 9th of November. We're going to take a look at some of the international news and a little bit of the business news as well for this morning. Democrats were enjoying a stronger than expected showing in the US midterm elections early on Wednesday, and it appeared the party was limiting its losses in the US House of Representatives and capturing important governor's races. But as votes were still being counted in several states, there remained the possibility that Republicans could end up with control of both the House and the U.S. Senate. Democrats won elections for governor in the blue wall states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin on Tuesday, enabling them to defend against Republican-dominated state legislatures on issues such as abortion rights and fair elections. Former President Donald Trump has spent months teasing a 2024 presidential run, suggesting to supporters on the eve of Tuesday's midterm elections that he would throw his hat into the ring as soon as next week. But in a national polling survey and in interviews, voters in three battleground states on Tuesday expressed concerns about the 76-year-old Republican former president's age, his polarizing personality, and his ability to compete in a general election. North Korea fired at least one ballistic missile into the sea on Wednesday, as South Korea said it had identified debris from an earlier launch as part of a Soviet-era SA-5 surface-to-air missile. Japan's Coast Guard said the ballistic missile appeared to have fallen into the sea minutes after the launch was reported. Millions of residents of China's southern manufacturing hub of Guangzhou were told on Wednesday to get tested for COVID-19 as infections topped 2,000 for 2 days running in the city's worst outbreak so far. Highly polluting emerging economies, including China and India, should pay into climate compensation fund to help countries rebuild their climate change-driven disasters, the Prime Minister of island nation Antigua and Barbuda said on Tuesday. World stocks stalled below recent seven-week highs on Wednesday, while the dollar was steady as investors awaited the results of the closely watched U.S. midterm elections. Bitcoin, the biggest cryptocurrency by market value, was again under pressure and fell more than 3% a day after sliding 11%. European stock markets were lower, US equity futures were mixed, and Asian shares edged up as the US midterm election results rolled in. This all left the MSCI's World Stock Index stuck just below Tuesday's 7-week peak. And oil prices slipped on Wednesday after industry data showed the US crude stockpiles rose more than expected and on concerns that a rebound in COVID-19 cases in top importer China would hurt fuel demand. Brent crude futures fell 61 cents or 0.6% to $94.75 a barrel by 1000 hours GMT, while US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures that fell 68 cents or 0.7% to $88.23 a barrel. The benchmark fell around 3% on Tuesday. Meta Platforms Inc. will begin laying off employees on Wednesday morning, Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg told hundreds of executives on Tuesday, the Wall Street Journal has reported. And Mondelez International Inc. CEO Dirk van de Put said that in a Reuters news makers interview on Tuesday that the maker of Oreo cookies has pulled its ads off Twitter after Tesla Inc. boss Elon Musk acquired the social media site. What we've seen recently since the change on Twitter has been announced is the amount of hate speech increase significantly, van de Put said. And he said that we felt there is a risk our advertising would appear next to the wrong messages. And lastly, a former Twitter Inc. engineer has accused the company of firing him days after it was acquired by Elon Musk because he developed a tool to allow workers to save important documents in anticipation of mass layoffs. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the things in the international news and the international world of business for this morning. And time-wise, that's virtually brought us almost exactly to 28 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Another floor filler from your tortured singer. You've been singing other songs, but I'll forgive you. They shoot horses, don't they, though? But I'm just not gonna quit. Dressed in McQueen and a VG's dream, still right in the thick of this.
Your ass is
tell you, I love that track. It's called Disco Symphony. Robbie Williams off his new album, 25, recognizing 25 years of his solo career. This is the Pet Shop Boys. Left to their own devices, that sounds dangerous. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way. Well, we're exactly 19 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Local news at the top of the hour. Well, some of the stories at any rate. Not too much this morning as we get ready for another long weekend.
Station in the world is right here. right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
From Scissor Sisters, and it can't come quickly enough. Time on the Breakfast Show, by the way, keeping on the time. We're 10 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. I'll do a few announcements for you. And because we're coming up to the holiday over this sort of weekend again. Isn't it great? Our friends Frank's Place over there in Costa del Este, they're going to be closed tomorrow, the 10th. And also on the 29th, if you want to make a note of that, we'll give you more details about Frank's Place a bit later on. Our friends at Pedro Mandinga, well, they're always open. Which is great to know, isn't it? Pedro Mandinga, they're always open. They're going to be staying open. And our friends at Valley Motors, they're going to be closed tomorrow as well. But I tell you what, if you want to pop along, if you're around that area over there in City of Knowledge, over in Clayton, if you go to Valley Motors today, pop in with your car and just say to them, hey, Jerry D sent me. I heard him this morning on The Breakfast Show. And they'll give you a free checkup. They'll check your battery out for you and make sure it's fully charged and charging properly. And if it's one of those batteries that needs topping up, they'll do that for you. And also, they'll check your tyres for you as well. So just pop along to Valley Motors, join the course today and say, hey, I heard Jerry on The Breakfast Show this morning. He said, if I come along, you're going to check my battery and check my tyres for me as well. And they'll say, did he? Did we say that? Of course I'm joking. Go along today and say I sent you along and they'll do that for you. Okay? Cool in the gang. Let's go dancing.
Yeah.
There we go. That's it. Call a gang and let's go dancing. And why not? Why not? Let's go dancing. I tell you what, celebrate the good life with One Republic. One Republic and Good Life. That's what we're providing you here on The Breakfast Show. Don't forget, last hour this morning's program, we'll be linking up with the people at Hisense, finding out about them. I didn't realize how big a company they were. And they can be find out about their products. It's all linking up together and talking to each other. You don't have to do anything. They do it all on their own. So that's to come. We'll also check in with Ingrid in the next hour and chat with Yasmin and see what she's been doing. We're going to be taking a long weekend again. Why not? Anyway, on The Breakfast Show, it's time to check out some of the items in the local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Y cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
He'll tell you the news, he'll play you the blues, he'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go. In your eyes, my eyes.
too tired to do the things you want to. You can't help but wonder to yourself, how would it be with someone else? Just keep in mind, every storm is in time. Love is forever. Stay together. You don't need to make a scene. Like you, she feels all the weight you're under. And when she breaks, is it any wonder? I know sometimes it crosses your mind to get on out and stay hard to find. Before you try, you better look in her eyes. Love is forever. Stay together.
Mr. George Benson and Never Give Up on a Good Thing, and that was preceded by True Love. True Love by Coldplay. Let me say a very good morning to Cleopatra. She just dropped me a little note this morning. I think I've still got it actually here on my phone. I had to have a little bit of a chuckle because earlier on we were talking about, you know, we're going to have our friends from Hisense in, we'll be linking up with them later on this morning. And I was talking about the, sort of, you know, the thing, the A word for your sort of smart speaker, the A word. And she said, you might have whispered it, but it woke up her A word where she lives. I have actually heard, I was sort of joking with her, so luckily I didn't order anything for you, but I have actually heard about somebody who used the A word and talking about ordering a particular item, and apparently loads of people realised that they had orders for whatever it was. So you've got to be very careful, haven't you? So there we go. I tell you what, today's date is, it is the 9th of November. It just happens to be a Wednesday. A few things relevant to today's date that happened on this day. 1620, pilgrims aboard the Mayflower sighted land at Cape Cod in Massachusetts. I wonder how they knew that was what it was called. In 1887, the United States received the rights to Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. In 1888, Jack the Ripper kills Mary Jane Kelly, his last known victim. And in 1906, relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, 1906, United States President Theodore Roosevelt, he left on this day for Panama to see the progress on the new canal. It was the first foreign trip by a United States president. How's about that then? 22.5 minutes after 8 o'clock, after this from Donna Summer, which is called Walk Away. I think we'll check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, with Ingrid.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Wednesday. It's humpity hump, humpity hump. Well, but it's not a humpity hump day because tomorrow is another holiday. Hoo-hoo-hoo! Yes, indeed it is. Well, it has, again, not stopped raining. My front yard is now a solid sludge mudge. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. The guys are doing a great job. They are digging the most beautiful French trench, and they're going to hopefully help me drain some of this water off the land. And they've got this giant tube running through it, and this trench just goes all the way out to the street where there's a beautiful, big cement drench, trench. I'm just overwrought with rain. Okay, so I'm packing up the car. Tomorrow I'll be driving into the city. Woo-hoo! Got some friends coming in. Oh, like I said, we're going to have a little good time. And then, oh, I've got to go shopping. So hopefully I get some good opportunities with some Black Friday stuff coming along. Wow, look at that mud. Oh, my goodness. I wish, you know, I miss having wellies. I don't know if any of you all know what those are, but those wonderful big boots that you slip your feet in and you can just slosh them, gosh, and all around. And then you just take them off in the mud room, which I don't know if any of you have those. But we used to have a snow room or a boot room where you walk into the house in Ohio and you sit down on a bench. You take your boot bench. You sit down. You got a boot machine. Well, it's kind of a piece of wood that you use to pull your boots off. But, oh, what a muddy mess. Amazing. Well, you can't say that we don't have a lack of water for the canal right now. Truth, we got plenty of it. Indeed, we do. And I can make any kind of mud you want. I'm also saving some mud for a dear friend who is needing some good black tierra. Yeah, tierra negra, in order to plant some good things in his yard. So, he'll be over later to pick that up. And Comercial will be delivering more stone and more tubes. Oh, no. Nothing better than having construction before you're about to travel. Oh, well. Anyways, you guys be safe. Have a wonderful weekend. I hope to be chatting with you next week. It's Wednesday. No Freaky Friday fun facts this week. Hopefully next week. God willing. All right. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Hey, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, wait, hey, Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman, look at me. Oh yeah. Back for me, please, Mr. Postman. Oh yeah. There must be some modern day.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Oh, goodness sake. I got the hippie shake. Well, I got the shake. I got the hippie shake. I can't sit still with the hippie shake. Ooh, give up a bill now with the hippie shake. Well, hippie, hippie, say.
All right, we started off those two with the Beatles and Please Mr. Postman, and followed on there the Swinging Blue Jeans and Hippie Shake. Talking about shaking, news here about a 5.5 magnitude earthquake off the Italian resort of Rimini has been felt across central Italy and parts of the Balkans. Houses shook for several seconds on the Adriatic coast, and there were reports of minor damage but no casualties. Schools were shut in parts of the central Marche region, and trains were halted around the city of Ancona because of suspected track damage. Italian officials said that the quake was 8 kilometres, that's 5 miles in depth. It was felt in Rome in the west and Bologna in the northeast, as well as across the Adriatic in Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina. The first and strongest tremor was at 7:07, that's 6:07 GMT time this morning, and it was followed by a number of smaller shocks. Fallen masonry was seen in the centre of Ancona and at the station, and residents rushed into the streets in panic. Italian reports that said that trains were suspended on several lines, including between Ancona and the capital, Rome. So there we are, strong earthquake over there in Italy, and so don't have one over there for a long time, have we? If you are keeping eye on the time on The Breakfast Show, we're 26 minutes before 9 o'clock, and in a few minutes we'll check in and see what Yasmin's been up to. How was her day yesterday, and what's in store for the next 4 days?
Philosophy.
There we go. Yes, that's it. Mungo Jerry in the summertime. Oh, that won't be long, will it? I mean, just over a month, really, isn't it? Till summertime's supposed to be around about the 15th of December, if I remember rightly. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
How are we this morning?
Oh, very good.
Thank you. How was your day yesterday?
Oh, very nice. I went to the premiere of Wakanda Forever.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how was that?
Awesome. We love it.
Okay.
I cannot talk a lot about it because today you can go to the movies and watch.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sworn to secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
Would a biscuit help?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Dollar?
So, but it was nice.
So what do you got planned for today?
Today, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. All day.
Mm-hmm. Just working today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so just working today. And let me see, what else? Because we're going to have a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to that?
Thanks to you.
Yes. It's because I'm lazy, really. No, you can give me some because I wanted to do it last weekend when we had to do some sort of tidying up and things in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But we got waylaid because we've had no gas in the apartment for a long, long time now.
Mm-hmm.
Still having cold showers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I know what I'll do. I'll paint the gas pipes yellow because we got to do them.
Mm-hmm.
For the inspection, so that's what I was doing, and also trying to find out how to fit a clothes dryer, which is 68.8 centimeters wide, and how I could try and fit that into a gap which was 66.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take some tiles off the wall.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there we go.
Did you finish everything?
I've got it set up. I can get it through the gap now, no problem. But we don't want to do that until we know when the gas is coming back, because the dryer we're using at the moment is electric.
Mm.
And we're changing to gas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's all exciting, isn't it? So this weekend, I hope to do a little bit of tidying up in the studio.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, you enjoy your long weekend.
Thank you.
Have you too. Have a great time. Say hi to Ian for us.
I will.
All right, and back to the music. I'm going to go with a couple, another oldie at any rate. This one comes from Billy J. Kramer.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care.
It's a great one.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
So that was Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas. Do you want to know a secret? Let's say a quick good morning to Paul. Paul over there in the United Kingdom. He dropped me a little note this morning telling me about the death of Nazareth singer Dan McCafferty. He died at the age of 76. He was born in Dunfermline and known for his raspy vocals on 70s rock classics such as Broken Down Angel, Hair of the Dog and Love Hurts. He remained with the band until 2014 when he developed a lung condition that made it hard to breathe and was forced to retire. His death was confirmed by Nazareth bassist Pete Agnew, and no cause was given. His quote, he says, "This is the saddest announcement I've ever had to make," Agnew wrote on Instagram.
Walk me out in the morning dew today. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. Can't walk you out in no morning dew at all.
We come from 1972 with that one, Morning Dew. And that is Nazareth, to say the news that their lead singer, Dan McCafferty, passed away at the age of 76. And Paul Dixon over there in South London, over there in the United Kingdom, also suggested another song for us to listen to this morning. Comes from Diane Di Stasio, and it's a cover of Nights in White Satin. What do we think?
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty
I tell you what, I don't think he's bad at all. That is Diane Di Sassio, and that was her cover of Nights in White Satin. So, Paul, big thanks for that. You guys keep well, Paul and Maria, over there in South London, in the United Kingdom. We'll be right back. Well, there we go. That's a wet, wet, wet. Don't think it's going to be too bad today. Some heavy clouds out there, though. So you're going to need your umbrella with you anyway. Wet, wet, wet. And that's called morning. Breakfast show time. We are 4 minutes away from the top of the hour. That's 9 o'clock. One of my favorite, I suppose you'd call them a group, DeFay's, taking us up towards the top of the hour with Boogie Philosophy. And that's it. What do you think of that? DeFay's and Boogie Philosophy. I like that one. Right, don't forget joining us in the last hour of this morning's program, probably around about 8:25. We're going to be linking up with Hisense and talking about them. So I went to an event of theirs the other week, and it was a company which, in natural fact, I do have a small fridge in the kitchen, one of these under-counter fridges from Hisense, but I hadn't really heard of them until I went to this event, and I was surprised just how huge a company it is. So we're going to talk about that, and also about how their sort of their most recent equipment is. It all talks to each other, you know. Just go out and everything does itself on its own. Anyway, we'll be chatting with them a little bit later on this morning's program. But as for now, well, we've reached the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, they got it for you again now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
¿Qué tal, Javier?
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
I can see photographs.
go. Two from the ladies. We started off with Whitney Houston and So Emotional. And Adele is, well, she's checking Water Under the Bridge. That's what it's called, Water Under the Bridge from Adele. Keep an eye on the time. We're just making our way down to coming up for 19 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Don't forget, we're going to take a long weekend. I've got to do some work here in the studio, so we're having a few days to do that just in case anything breaks. we'll be back with you on Monday, so we're going to be taking a long weekend again. Isn't it good? Next week will be a bit of a shock when we've got to do a whole week. Right, our next piece of music, Coco Steel and Love Bomb. This is called Yachts.
Show with Jerry D.
The best place to be in the mornings.
Still.
And there we go. That is the Rembrandts. And just the way it is, baby. Well, we're just about to link up with our guest for this morning. But in the meantime, let's take a little bit of Mr. Sam Cooke. Change is about to come. Well, it's going to come, actually. Time on the Breakfast Show, 26 minutes after 9 o'clock.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
There we go. That is Mr. Sam Cooke, and that was A Change Is Gonna Come. Hopefully we've got on the line our guest for this morning. I think we should have there Rita Barbieri, the marketing and retail manager for Hisense Central America. Rita, are you there? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Jerry. Thank you for inviting us to your radio program.
Hey, our pleasure. I wanted to talk to you because I was fortunate enough to be able to attend your event at the W Hotel the other week. And
oh, yeah, I saw you.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. Right. What I wanted, because I wanted to talk to you, really, because, you know, like a lot of people, I'd sort of heard of Hisense. And in actual fact, in our kitchen, we've got one of the little under-counter refrigerators from Hisense, and I sort of thought, well, yes, you know, where do they come from? What are they? It must be a small company. And then, of course, at the event, we found out the truth and what a huge company Hisense actually is.
Oh, yes. Hisense is a really big company. We are in more than 100 countries, more than 100 offices. And here in Panama, we arrived already officially about 1 year ago. And it's a Chinese company.
Mm-hmm.
And Hisense is currently one of the sponsors of the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022. So actually we are right now promoting that we are very engaged with sports, especially with football. So the FIFA Qatar 2022, it was part of our event.
That's right.
As well as our launching of our product. So we connected the sports and the products, and that connection we can translate to the perfect match, no? The perfect combination between sports and enjoying our Hisense products.
Absolutely, Rita. I mean, the thing that was impressive was not just the sort of range of TVs that you got when it comes to sort of small, medium, and large, and extra large, but the different types of TVs that they have with regards to the technology that's involved. One thing that was sort of laser TV.
Okay, laser TV is we have right now in Panama and Guatemala market. Soon we are going to launch laser TV also in El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
Laser TV is like having a cinema at home. Imagine 100 inches screen and the projector. We call the projector the master. So there you can enjoy not only movies with your family, but at the same time online contents like YouTube,
mm-hmm,
or cable TV. So actually, for those who wants to have a bigger screen than 85 inches that we have in UHD TVs and ULED TVs, you can also have the opportunity to have a 100 inches screen, 4K resolution.
Well, I probably just have to buy a bigger apartment, I guess.
Yes, it depends on the space you have at home, right? So we offer all kind of inches and TV and screen categories, from HD, full HD, 4K TV, also ULED TV, and mm-hmm, now laser TV, and also we just launched U8, that is a new TV that is called Mini LED. If you go to the main retailer here in Panama, you will see the variety of screens,
mm-hmm,
Hisense is offering to the Panamanians and also to the Central American people with really affordable prices.
Okay, well, if I'm mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, that projector you're talking about doesn't have to be halfway across the room. It can be fairly close to the wall, correct?
Oh, yes, you have to, yeah, right, exactly.
That,
if you want to know more information about the product, I invite everyone to visit our website. It's www.hisensecac.com or our TikTok, Hisense Centroamérica.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we are uploading many material about laser TV in our TikTok account. That is recently new account.
Okay, wonderful. Now tell me, going back to, because you know, you made, there was a big focus at your event about your relationship with the World Cup, which is coming up, which included some guys that were very clever at bouncing the balls around. What is the sort of connection? How did you get the connection to the Qatar 2022?
Okay. Just to let you know, we also were sponsors of Russia 2018.
Oh, okay.
We also were sponsors of Euro 2020. And also we are main partners and sponsor of the Paris Saint-Germain.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very, very, you know, very engaged with the international football and with the key teams like Paris Saint-Germain that has, you know,
mm-hmm,
Mbappé, Messi, football player.
Right.
So actually we are very engaged with the sports.
Obviously so. I mean, the thing is, it just gives us an idea though, doesn't it, Rita, of, and to say this is one of the things that impressed me, was the size of Hisense, which is a company which is relatively new to us here in Panama. And it takes a while for, when you see new names coming, you think, you know, who are they? What do they do? Is it just a sort of small company? But you've been around, I think it was 1969, I think it was, when Hisense was formed?
Yeah, Hisense was founded in 1969. more than 50 years ago, about 53 years ago. Mm-hmm. And since then, actually, Hisense was very consolidated in China.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, our exposure is worldwide. We, you know, I don't know if you you heard about this news, but we are, this year, we are the number two producer of TVs worldwide. Yeah. So imagine.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Rita, that's absolutely correct, because, I mean, and it's not just TVs. We'll talk about some of the other equipment in a minute. But the thing is that, as you say, and if I think you mentioned as well that you're the supplier of Toshiba TV. Is that correct?
Yes. Hisense has rights for Toshiba TVs, only Toshiba TV.
Mm-hmm.
So we already launched Toshiba TV in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras.
Oh, okay.
Don't have yet in Panama, mm-hmm. but you know, something that is important about Toshiba is that it's designed in Japan.
Okay.
Yesterday, actually, I was talking with some marketing people about this, how Toshiba can impact not to the younger person, but for those who already knew the brand, like 20, 30 years ago. So we present two solutions, two brands, Hisense and Toshiba. Then you choose.
Okay.
Actually, we are very happy to handle the two brands.
Well, I'm one of those that remembers them from 30-odd years ago, trust me. But in a way, I suppose you're just as you mentioned, just doing the TVs for Toshiba. So this really, do you consider this like a sort of almost an in-house competition, or is it something that you see as just expanding your brand?
Okay, Hisense is a really big brand. Mm-hmm. We not only have Hisense, we have Toshiba, we have another brand that is called Gorenje, mm-hmm. Asco, that are more oriented to white goods, high-end style. For example, Asco is having really good performance in Europe, Gorenje also in Europe, in Brazil. So inside of Hisense, we have different brands. So that's why I could say that, you know, this is a new trend of companies, because we not only have Hisense brand, but also other brands that belongs to Hisense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And also, yeah, and also something good to take in consideration is that our TVs have our own operating system, like the big brands.
Okay.
Our operating system is called Vida. So right now we are promoting Vida TV here in the region. So our Hisense TVs and Toshiba TV have own operating system called Vida.
Okay, interesting. Now the other thing, I just want to sort of get away from the TVs for a minute, because when I was watching your sort of presentations and the videos that you were showing, and one thing that made me sort of realize, because being somebody of sort of a good few years behind me, it was like watching something from from what I imagined as a kid to be the future, you know? Because you've got TVs with screens, you've got TVs that can tell you what's in the fridge, you've got TVs that talk to your... Yeah. I won't mention the name because I've got one here in the studio. I mentioned it earlier on, actually, when I said you were coming on, the A word for one of these smart speakers. And one of my listeners came in and said, I know you only whispered it on the radio, but my A woke up and said, I don't understand that. So you've got to be careful what you say. But your TVs are your refrigerators, and sort of, well, they sort of talk to each other. And I was sort of thinking, you know, I can just imagine sort of, you know, talking to my smart speaker would say, do you mind? I'm busy. I'm talking to the fridge.
Yeah, that is called the Internet of Things, you know. And we connect our products all together at home with the app called Connect Life. So actually, we have already launched this kind of smart air conditioners. We call it premium air conditioners that mm-hmm. have Wi-Fi, and through the app Connect Life, mm-hmm. you just can decide when you want your air conditioner to be on or off, when you want to reduce or increase the temperature. So we have these kind of products, as you mentioned, the refrigerator, also a mm-hmm. smart refrigerator, and the TVs, also just with one click or just talking to the remote code, you can access to different contents. Mm-hmm. So you can just talk to the TV and say, oh, I want to see, you say, hey, Google, and then you ask, Madonna song uh-huh. or Coldplay songs, and mm-hmm. then you have it.
Or the breakfast show.
Or the breakfast show, of course.
No, it's absolutely fascinating. I tell you, because I was looking at the technology of the refrigerator and with the screens and the scans, because one thing mm-hmm. I've always wondered, when we go to the supermarket and we shop for our goods in the supermarket, everything has a barcode. And I was wondering, will somebody ever sort of make a piece of equipment that when you buy it and you put it in the fridge, it'll automatically read, or if you like it for that matter, a system whereby if you put something in your cupboard, that it reads the barcode and automatically makes a list of what you've got. And then when you use it, it reads the barcode and it takes it off and tells you when to buy something. Do you think that'll ever come about?
Yes, yes. Actually, yes, you can make your supermarket list.
Mm.
And even also you can select the expiration dates for your food, so the refrigerator can place
okay.
Mm-hmm. You have to eat this fast. So these kind of things we are doing, not only because it's innovation in the market, but also to improve the life quality of our consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So we just provide different kind of products. If you want just a simple refrigerator, side-by-side, cross-door, or this kind
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
Smart solutions that are the smart refrigerators.
It's all very clever, isn't it?
Yes. For all kind of consumer, for all kind of pockets, this is Hisense. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, what's the future? What are you sort of guys working on now for? Because you're obviously sort of well ahead with the technology. What have you got for us in the future, do you think?
Okay, I cannot forecast what kind of products we will have, but I can say that we will have the more innovative products, and I'm sure that you will see this next January in the CES in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
We will cover with all our contents. We will cover all the CES in all our social media, so you can see what is coming to the region soon.
Right.
And actually, we expect to keep increasing as a brand, to keep gaining a share here. We are really proud that we are growing very fast. And this is thanks to the consumers. They are believing in our product. And day by day, we are improving. We
mm-hmm.
are listening to their needs and then, bringing the products that the Central American and Panamanian people need here in the region and in Panama.
All right. Well, Rita, I tell you what, I'm going to look forward to buying my Hisense electric car.
Okay.
That will automatically have the shopping list in there and take me to the supermarket. And then I'll have my Hisense electric trolley, which will go around the supermarket and get all the stuff for me. And bring it back to the car.
Yes. Look, you can have a smart refrigerator, our premium air conditioners, our ULED TV or laser TV. I think you want laser TV. Also, here in Panama, we have kitchen solutions that are mm-hmm. ovens, stoves, hobs. We have freezers for commercial mm-hmm. use and also for home. So we are bringing, a lot of products that even the other brands don't have, like for commercial use,
mm-hmm.
for example.
Mm-hmm.
We have this kind of refrigerator that is called Showcase.
Uh-huh.
These are for the mini markets, the supermarkets,
mm-hmm.
the food, beverage. So Hisense have a lot of products, actually, for commercial and also for home.
Well, that's what we really want to get across, because, as I said, when I went to your event, which was really interesting and fun, was the making, you know, just sort of, you know, letting people be aware of just, you know, how big the company is and the quality of the products. So, look, Rita, thank you so very much. We're going to put a link to you guys as well on our website today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And, well, we hope to see you again soon.
Thank you, Jerry, for your time.
All right, Rita. Thank you very much. That's Rita Barbieri, Marketing and Retail Manager for Hisense Central America. All the best to you and all the guys there at Hisense.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That's it. And there we go. Yeah, that's it. It's interesting. I tell you, the technology isn't really quite astounding these days, isn't it? So that's it. Here on The Breakfast Show, keep an eye on the time. We're about 13 before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows that my love is fire. His heart was a stone, but then his hands were on. I turned him to gold and it took him higher. But I'll be a daydream. I'll be your favorite thing. Smoke a little weed on the couch in the bathroom, hide away.
you a level of concern. But you walk by like you never heard. You could bring down my level of concern. Just need you to tell me we're alright, tell me we're okay. Panic on the brain, Michael's gone insane. Julie starts to make me nervous. I don't really care what they would say. I'm asking you to stay. My bunker underneath the surface. Wondering, would you be my little quarantine? Or is this the way it ends? Cause I told you my level of concern. But you walk by like you never heard. And you could bring down my level of concern. Just need you to tell me we're alright. Tell me we're okay. Yeah. Tell me we're alright. Tell me we're okay. Yeah. Tell me we're alright. Tell me we're okay. Bring down my level of concern. Just need you to tell me we're alright. Tell me we're okay. Yeah. Cause I told you a level of concern, but you walk by like you never heard. You could bring down my level of concern. Just need you to tell me we're alright, tell me we're okay. I need you.
There we go. That's we had the Chainsmokers and Roses, and this is 21 Pilots and Level of Concern. Just quickly, we had a little bit of an issue with the internet this morning. Just wanted to get back to Renee. She's there over in Athens in Greece. Says good day to all. I've been in the house cleaning floors all day and waiting for deliveries. The dryer arrived, waiting on the bed to arrive. And then I have to walk 2 miles back to the hotel because the taxi drivers are on strike today. You thought Panama had issues. Anyway, you keep safe. We'll be back with you on Monday, by the way, don't forget. We're going to have a longish weekend. Taking us out this morning, this is Shirley Bassey. He loves me.
He loves me. And to my amazement, I love it, knowing that he loves me. He loves me, true, he doesn't show it. How could he, when he doesn't know it? Yesterday he loathed me, now today he likes me. And tomorrow, tomorrow. My teeth ache from the urge to touch him. I'm speechless, for I mustn't tell him. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that he and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised he's bound to be. Delicious tingles. I'm trembling. What the heck does that mean? I'm freezing. That's because it's cold out. But still I'm incandescent. And like some adolescent, I'd like to crawl on every wall I see.
Oh, there we go. Yes, short but sweet, but that was Dame Shirley Bassey there, and He Loves Me. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Time for some thank yous. Big thanks to Rita Barbieri from Hisense chatting to us. As I say, it's a large company, so just to give you an idea of who they are. And big thanks to Rita. Big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid this morning for our everyday story of country folk, to Yasmin here in the breakfast show studio doing everything. Producing, making bookings, telling me what I'm supposed to be doing and what I'm not supposed to be doing. So big thanks to Yasmin, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the United Kingdom. The boys and girls from Group Regarda who keep us up and running. And as always, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. As I said, a long weekend. I'm going to try and do a little bit of clearing up here in the studio. So it'll be okay until next November. So we'll be back with you on Monday of next week, usual time, 7 o'clock, or usual what it is now, 7 o'clock in the morning. So please have a great break if you're having a long weekend. And whatever it is you're going to be doing, just please relax and do it carefully. Because on Monday at 6 o'clock, what I want to be doing, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? And stay tuned. 2 Chat SOS is going to be with you with Gigi. So stick around. Always great stuff here on Call FM. So that's it then. For all of you right now, what do I say? Ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.